Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. And how about amazing musicians?
He was on fire last week, and we brought him back on the air this time.
So that's Kevin Adam Kenneker.
Mm-hmm.
I invite you to go to our archives at 1150kknw.com, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Yep. He played two live songs in the studio with us last week.
We did technically three.
He crushed
it.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stumbled on to him like at a coffee shop or something on Kamehameha Island. And then he was on my show. And he will be playing October 11th at Penn Cove Tap Room, Oak Harbor. Let's see, 7:30 to 9:30, because I am the booker of bands. That's what I call myself. I book bands. I don't even know how I became this band booker. But anyway, so I have Coopville and Oak Harbor, Penn Cove Tap Room. Check out their Facebook pages. I've got, two musicians each week, Fridays and Saturdays. So I invite you to go there. I also do their events. And lately I've been doing Brewers Nights. What? No, I just did my first Brewers Night. So I actually have Alan Shapiro in the studio. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Dina.
Alan, what do you do?
All kinds of stuff. But primarily, I produce an event called Cider Summit Seattle, which is coming up on September 6th and 7th down in South Lake Union neighborhood.
And you've been on my show. This will be your third time.
It is. I think we figured out it's been 3 years, though,
since
I've been able to sneak past security and get into the studio.
Ah.
So I appreciate your help with that this morning.
Oh, sure. I was doing my first cider night, and I'm like, duh, Alan, let's get him on the show. Let's see. We had you on, and it was with Cisco Morris. I had to go back the 3 years and figure out what was going on.
Ooh la la.
It wasn't ooh la la. But today, you're going to be my co-host. Did you know that?
New territory. Exciting.
You're going to be my co-host?
Sounds like you just found that out.
Do we have our guest on the line?
We do.
So joining us this morning is Andrew Byers. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to have Alan introduce you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good, good. Haven't seen you for a little while, so good to have you on the air with us. So
right on.
Tell us a little bit about your background. So you're currently the cider maker at Finn River over in Chimicum, but what brought you to Washington? Because you were you came out from the East Coast, didn't you?
I did, though I am not originally from anywhere east. I was born and raised in Southern California, as was my wife. But there are adventures to be had exploring the other side of this country. And while I was out there, I found myself picking fruit, and fresh out of college, with some emphasis in fungal ecology and botany and plant-based love, I began pulling fruit off of trees, which my parents quickly declared as downwardly mobile. And it turned out that I was pulling fruit off of trees with a small cider operation called Eve Cidery. And there, Autumn and Ezra make some of the just most delightful and sophisticated Normandy-style hard ciders that you're ever going to taste.
And where's that located, Andrew?
They're in Van Etten, New York. It's about 20 miles south of Ithaca, near in the Finger Lakes region, I think is how they would declare it.
Gotcha. So, so tell us what ended up bringing you to Washington.
Well, sure. So my parents have been in Washington, and I had the only grandkid in the family at the time, and we felt very far away. Morose hills of rural upstate New York in sweltering summers and really cold winters kind of had us Californians thinking to ourselves that maybe, maybe, just maybe, there was a different place we should be. And so I wrote a cover letter to all 9 cideries in Washington State at the time, trying to come back and be a little closer to my parents who were based out of Olympia. And I think I heard back from Wes and Laura over at Dragon's Head, and they were looking to hire their first employee at the time. And a few months later, I heard back from Christy Kistler at Finn River, and they were looking to replace their first employee, who was Chris Weir, and he was moving on to bigger and better things at the time. And so I came in, and they wanted to grow, and so they hired me in with the purpose of growing the cider operation. So I think when I started, we were producing maybe 25,000 gallons of cider in a year, and I think we've been, you know, on a pretty steep incline, 10 or 15% ever since. And that was almost 7 years ago now.
And I met you at Penco Brewing for the first time. You
yeah.
and Chelsea.
You that was at a brewer's night, I do believe.
Yep. And uh-huh. you were telling me about the farm and how amazing it is. Can you let the listeners know about why that your farm is so amazing?
Sure. There's a number of reasons. One, it's beautiful out here on the Olympic Peninsula. The trees are a primary factor in the landscape, rugged mountains. And with those things together, it smells really nice out here. We're close to the water, and somewhere in that kind of psychosomatic space, it smells good out on the Olympic Peninsula. And we have eagles and coyotes and cougars and beavers just all over the place that are shaping our landscape. Finn River is a 33-acre organic farm. And then there's a second property that we've been working on for a few years now where our orchard is, that is a 50-acre organic farm that used to be a dairy and has now been converted into a valley bottom orchard where we have about 6,000 trees in the ground. We have four or five other land partners who grow everything from medicinal herbs to food bank gardens to Keith Drain projects where he's growing quinoa, barley, rye, and buckwheat. And Essential Blooms growing organic flower seed, the Organic Seed Alliance doing research on regional varietal trials of vegetables and other agricultural crops. It's dynamic, and there's so much alive out here. Cameron, our orchard guardian, manages a small herd of sheep that are moving around on this 50-acre valley bottom farm, and we employ a large herd of geese to help weed our orchard, and we call them the weeder geese.
Geese?
And,
you
gosh,
said geese?
I think we've maybe got 200. Yeah, geese.
Okay. Said beast or geese? It was either one.
I heard geeks. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah, like a Christmas goose.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But many of them, and we have yet to eat them. But I think we've got, close to 200 of them by now, and they are these champions that move through and minimize the amount of tractor time that our team has to spend mowing and tending to things like grass. And they're so loud. And we kind of hope that they keep the starlings away and a few other, you know, ecosystem services. But the French traditionally run cows underneath their orchards. But our trees are small, and we don't have a lot of interest in cows at the moment. And so we have geese that are serving an interesting niche in the orcharding process there. You put all those things together, and there's a stream running through it called Chimicum Creek, and it's just gorgeous. So, yeah, it's a beautiful place to work, and that's not even getting into the amazing humans that I get to work with.
Well, and it says sustainable, and it's family-friendly, and it's about reconnecting human beings, that's us, to the land, and you guys are organic.
You bet. And our ciders aren't certified organic, but our farms and all of our ingredients are. And that's some technicality stuff there. But if you see the ingredient list, you're going to see organic Washington State apples, organic Pacific Northwest apples, depending on which one of my orchard network friends I've sourced various fruit from.
Let's talk certified.
Yeah, I'm curious about ciders because there's a lot of stuff growing on your farms and around you. And are you able to use some of those ingredients in some of the styles you produce, Andrew?
Certainly. Releasing right now and going to be poured at the Old Cider Summit is forest ginger, for which we harvest local Doug fir tips in the spring, and I keep those frozen, and then blend them with some more mature tips here in the fall, and that comes out as our fall botanical infusion, and very much tastes like a bit of the forest. And in the past, I think I'll revisit. We'll see how that works out. But I made one with salal berry, which are an understory crop or an understory berry here in the Pacific Northwest, and aged that salal berry cider on western red cedar to truly try and give a taste of the Pacific Northwest forest. There is a new line that we're pushing out called the Pollinator Series, in which I am trying to combine ingredients that are grown by our land partners. So like those the flowers grown by Essential Bloom, Denise grew me a row of nigella seeds, which is Love in the Mist is the name of the flower, and the seed is nigella. and the culinary nigellacy tastes a bit like cumin and a bit like graphite. And we blended that with a whole bunch of nasturtium blossoms that came from another row of her nasturtium seed crop. And so we have nasturtiums plus nigella, and that became a bottle called Love and Blossom.
Oh, sweet.
Terrific.
Similarly, the Organic Seed Alliance had a surplus of sunflower seeds, which I roasted in the pizza oven, and then aged a cider on roasted sunflower seeds infused with a bag of carrot seeds, and not carrot seed oil, but carrot seeds that they were growing for a seed trial, and they just smell incredibly perfumey. It's like this sweet vegetal component that balances so nicely against the crisp kind of tart cider. And it's these combinations, so that became sun and seed. I'm working on another one with the medicinal herb growers. I think I'm going to use some valerian root in that one, and we haven't come up with a name. And then I have to do something with Pete Grain, who, you know, he's an owner and a founder and an integral component of Finn River, but he also has many fields around the valley that are full of various grains. And without putting gluten into the cider, I'm trying to figure out where exactly and what exactly I'm going to get to do to highlight our relationship with Keith's grain growing, which I believe is called Finn River Grain.
You get to be a mad scientist out there, don't you?
So much, yes.
I'm curious about one of the other ciders that's going to be at the event coming up on the 6th and 7th, and that's the Farmstead, which is not all crazy spices and concoctions. Tell us a little bit about the background on that one.
Certainly. So Farmstead is smells like apples, tastes like apples. This is our local 50 square miles community apple kind of idea. And I think of them as like bottle projects. And the Farmstead has been originated with donated fruit, where our neighbors just kept bringing us the apples that they couldn't use. And so in order to honor that donation, we turned around and we donate, I think, 10 cents off of every bottle sale to a charity. And that has moved a little bit. It used to be the food bank. And now I believe we donate to Jumping Mouse, who they offer therapy and support for children of distressed families. And that's a local spot here in Port Townsend. And the other thing that the Farmstead has allowed me to do that I'm quite proud of is create an apple economy again. So in addition to donated fruit, I am out in my community buying people's apples and finding the nerdy fruit growers in all sorts of back nooks and crannies and valleys and hilltops around here. And I'm showing them that their fruit and that their strange fruit that doesn't show up in grocery stores has value both to this community and to the visitors who come in to taste it and to the crafters here. And the fruit isn't just hitting the ground anymore. And it's not being delivered to the food bank because they're ugly little apples that maybe don't even taste that good, but they sure do make a complicated wine. And so this last batch of Farmstead, I believe we made about 4,000 gallons. And gosh, I don't even know how to do that math in my head real quick. We did have, I clocked about 102 different varieties of apples.
Wow.
So I'd say about 14 of them were definitely different kinds of Gravenstein. And these apple growers, they show up and they bring me, you know, one little basket or one shopping bag of their special apple and drop it off for me. And everybody thinks their apples are special. And I get to be that guy that drives down your road and says, hey, can I buy those apples? And it's just been a lot of fun.
That sounds like a pretty good way to spend most of your days and weeks over there in Chimicon.
Or your life. Sounds amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And that's why you just intrigued me, and I love your place already. I haven't been there, but you painted a very beautiful picture. Can you give the listeners some contact so they can come out and see you?
You bet. So we are in Chimicon, Washington. It's about 10 miles south of Port Townsend out on the Olympic Peninsula. Finriver.com is a website. We're open 7 days a week. Super family friendly. There's in-house food that we have started making with our commercial kitchen, and we do bring in a few other food vendors, some amazing wood-fired pizza and some very authentic crepes, and occasionally a few others come through. And gosh, what else is there? There's music programs on the weekends for sure. World Apple Day and the Apple and Cider Festival out here in October, which is a 3 days of cider and apple-focused extravaganza.
And
yeah,
I also know, yeah, Labor Day weekend. That's, I can't believe it's Labor Day weekend, but you have some festivities going on this weekend, so they could come out and see you this weekend if they'd like to. And I know you'll be in Whidbey Island again for Cider, the Whidbey Island Cider Fest, September 28th.
You
I already know where you're going to be next, besides Cider Summit. So we'll all also see you at Cider Summit. That will be September 6th and 7th. And I thank you. Thank you for joining us, Andrew.
My pleasure. I'm going to be out and about all through Seattle or Washington Cider Week as we are trying to, well, sing the song as loud as we can. So I hope to see you all out there.
And I'll have you back to Penn Cove.
Great. Good to catch up with you, Andrew. Thanks.
Sweet.
You too, Alan. Thanks for the time. Take care, Dina.
Okay, we're going to do a little Nerd Buzzed. Remember, Benny and I did Nerd Buzz. That's when we worked with Marcus Ellinger and Jeremiah Johnson.
Yep.
We're going to do it here in the studio. Okay, first of all, what is this, Alan?
So we are tasting our 2019 collaboration cider made with Seattle Cider. We started doing annual collaborations with our local partners. There we go. You know it's authentic. You heard that opening.
Sounds of amazement.
In 2017 with our friends at Finn River, I think Andrew was fairly new out there at the time. And then 2018, we did a collaboration with Tyotin, who's in the Yakima area.
I'm pouring it.
I wanted to. I'm becoming more professional as a co-host, so I pause so people could hear.
We'll pour the that's second right. one. Okay. Here we go. I'm pouring it just like a Nerd Buzz. Yay. So I went to my first Cider Summit with Sherry Wyatt. She introduced me to you, Sherry Wyatt, Island County Tourism.
We all had all to Sherry?
Sherry Wyatt. Oh. That's how this all happened. And then I went there and J.P. Hennessy was playing and I had my first real cider. And it was really amazing because she took me through and there were so many organics. Because at the time I was kind of like not wanting to be allergic to anything. So I went organic and I know I did Finn Rivers because there's this, it's certified. There's organic, but you don't have to be certified. I learned that at the farmer's markets because people, it's a long process, but organic.
Right. You're made, it's made, there's different levels of certification. So made with organic ingredients, I think was what Andrew roughly was speaking about. So there's a limited number of organic certified ciders out there and at the event, but most of them that are at our festival and the ones that we really highlight are the ones really making cider in the artisanal, traditional way, pressed from apples. So very much like winemaking, right? Grapes into wine, apples into cider.
Brewer. I thought beer, only brewers, duh. Brewers, cider.
Go. This is exactly, this is not brewing.
And how many vendors are you going to have there?
We have 54 vendor tables this year and roughly about 170 unique items to taste, not all at once.
No.
And the line typically, and is the case this year, about 40 to 50% of the ciders have not been poured at the festival before. So even if you've come out, there's still a lot of new things to try. And we have an unusually high number of new independent small cider makers this year, about 10 of those 54 that have never participated in the event previously. So this is kind of their first time big. Or big first time, or first time big exposure, or something.
Like,
some combination of words. I think I need that apple juice that you
Here
just
we go.
Poured.
Well, you gotta go cheers.
Cheers.
Clink. That was a clink. Did you hear the clink? Okay, now we're drinking. That'll be the first time I ever drank at 8 in the morning. I'm not kidding you.
Really? Come on.
It was time for first.
I know. It's lovely. Cider's lovely, though. It really is. And I think because I've been working with breweries a lot, and the wine thing I did a while back, I really like cider right now. It's refreshing.
Perfect for breakfast.
Yes, right now.
This was the drink of our founding fathers. They said John Adams used to have a tankard of cider for breakfast.
Well, and life was hard back then. Loggers used to have whiskey for
it
breakfast.
It's a great way to start the day. So now you're very presidential in the way you're starting your day.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other show.
That is a different show.
You see what he's doing right there? You're amongst royalty, too.
I am.
That's what he's trying to break.
I am amongst royalty.
Thank you for saving me, Benny.
Well, I've been there a couple times to Cider Summit. I really enjoyed it. I liked the crowd. I got some really great pictures, too, by the way. Actually, friends of mine showed up that I hadn't seen for a long, long time. So it was great to be there. And this year you have a different venue.
Right. So this is our 10th anniversary event. Difficult to believe. We started in 2010. We've been in the South Lake Union neighborhood the whole time. But, I mean, truthfully, we had no idea if anyone would show up in 2010. And, I don't know, 400 or 500 people came in. So that gave us some courage. And so we Expanded to Portland in 2011 with another annual event there. And then we went to Chicago to coincide with a beer, cider industry conference in 2013 and the Bay Area in 2014. So this is really a milestone. So from that first,
10 years.
Yeah, it's, and I think this is going to be event number 32 for us in total across the four cities. So we've come a long way, and we wanted to do a couple of things to celebrate our 10th anniversary. So we've moved to Lake Union Park, which is right adjacent to Mohai. So we're right on the lake where the seaplanes take off. And so that'll be it's a bigger site and kind of a really stunning, beautiful site. And then we wanted to bring live music back. We ran out of space kind of at our old site. And so the area for the stage was one of the casualties of that. So we could get more cider in the park and more people in the park. And so we've added a couple of fun acts this year that are kind of cider industry related. So one of them is a guy named Tim Alexander, who's the drummer for a well-known Bay Area-based band called Primus. And Tim moved up to Bellingham and opened Herb Cidery. And so he is an internationally known drummer, and he's going to come down and do a set for us early Friday evening.
Awesome.
And then another thing that's kind of fun is 5 years ago, we had a young man named John Sinclair play for us at the festival. His family owned some orchards in Twisp out in eastern Washington, and John was just starting his musical career. He has since moved on to work with people like Macklemore, and he's down in L.A. now, and he had something like 1 million downloads on Spotify last year, and he's... definitely his career is on the way, on a great arc up. So he's going to come back, and on Saturday he's going to do two sets for us. And we also have on Friday the guy that really helped us get music going from the beginning, a guy named Jeff Hayes, who's known as Drummer Boy.
And I know Jeff Hayes.
Yeah, great guy, recently retired from the Seattle Fire Department and is playing music and doing lots of great charitable work. And so I just felt like we ought to bring him back. That's part of the community of Cider Summit.
So he's Friday night.
Yep, he and Tim are Friday. So we're drummer heavy on Friday, and then John Sinclair is doing two sets on Saturday.
And Friday and Saturday, what's the hours?
So on Friday, general admission is 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you buy a VIP ticket, it gets you in at 2 o'clock and a few extra tasting tickets. And then on Saturday, we are noon to 5 p.m. And if you come Friday, keep your wristband on and return with your souvenir Cider Summit glass, and you can come back in Saturday for no extra admission charge.
Was it like that before?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's a lot of events ago, but I think we've been doing that more or less since the beginning.
I think last time I was there, I had my own table, so I just watched you. Remember, I hurt my knee or something, so you were just running around working so hard.
That's all I do. I wander around for 11 hours of Cider Summit Festival over the 2 days.
And that event coordinating, that takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
I walk around with the clipboard to try to look important.
I think you even had an orange vest 1 year.
Yeah, we go with kind of the bright yellow, I call them the prison work release vests.
And this year you should have a balloon. So I can find you. Hey, and then you added a dog tent, or it was a doggy?
We call it the dog lounge.
Dog lounge.
So it kind of happened by accident several years ago. We've always loved having dogs at the festival, right? And people love bringing their pups. And it's been one of the most popular features of the event over the years. But we had an unusually warm weekend, and we realized we hadn't really prepared for that for the pets. So the next year we partnered with Seattle Humane, and then a commercial sponsor each year. This year it's Just Food for Dogs, who just opened kind of a gourmet dog food location in South Lake Union.
And Gourmet dog food.
So there's a tent area where the dogs can get some water and a couple of treats and some shade, and people can kind of socialize and hang out. And
bring their dogs, but you can't bring your kids.
Right. So we say that humans must be 21 and over, but dogs of all ages are welcomed, as long as they're well-behaved and on leash, of course.
And not the people, the dogs.
The dog. Yeah. We prefer the people be well-behaved, but they don't have to be on leashes.
Actually, the crowd was really sweet, and I've noticed I do the Instagram for Penn Cove for a while, and it was a lot of females, 35 to 45, love cider.
We're so lucky with the crowd. that we get. It's people that, you know, it's not a frat boy drunk fest. The people that come to the festival really seem to be genuinely interested in trying cider, talking with the cider makers, learning about it. And it's just got, in all of our cities, this really nice kind of vibe to the event where you can hang out, have a relaxing afternoon or evening, and just, you know, really enjoy yourself. And this year we got
the whole gluten-free thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So people that want to have a gluten-free diet, this is a great option, right? Cider is naturally gluten-free. So those of you that can't drink beer and, you know, eat several other things, you know, that want that gluten-free diet, this is a great option for you.
And there's, besides cider, last time you had, like, drinks they were making, and there's, there was more than just cider.
There are cider cocktails.
There you go.
I thought that's what you were looking for.
That was what I was
going to let you just kind of struggle with it for a few more seconds.
That wasn't the cider I was drinking. But there's a few things that were different. And then there's a harder, like higher content of alcohol ones.
Right. So we do have some apple spirits as well. So there's Pomo, which is a mix of apple juice and spirit, and Calvados, which is a French apple brandy, and a couple of American producers that do cider whiskeys, one called Jay Seeds, who kind of hosts that cider cocktail lounge area at the festival. And so again, there's about 170 selections total. That spirits and cocktail lounge area, I think, is about 20 of them. And so there's a little something for everyone to try and experiment with.
And you get to meet people, but also the people that make it. And it's very interesting and fun to do. So how can they get there and how can they get tickets?
So if I was them, I would go on to cidersummit.com. And you have all the info on the festival, all the producer list, the list of ciders, and our ticket page there. So there's two options, general admission and VIP. And then if you want to come as a designated driver, you can show up. We don't sell those in advance online, but we'll have a designated driver ticket available at the gate for $5, which means no drinking.
Yeah.
But you can come in and hang out with your friends and listen to the music, and so that's a pretty good
deal.
Bring
your dog.
So absolutely, and we don't charge for the dogs.
Sweet.
They don't have to bring any cash or their credit cards or anything. So so the event is Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at Lake Union Park, which is adjacent to Mohai at 860 Terry Ave North in Seattle. And as I mentioned, if you come Friday and you want to come back Saturday, you're welcome. Just keep your wristband on and come back in with the glass, and we will express you right into the event on Saturday.
Sweet. Cidersummit.com. And you'll stay with me, and then we'll discuss the cider at the end of the show.
Deal.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
The 10th Annual Cider Summit Seattle returns to South Lake Union on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. This year's Cider Summit is celebrating 10 years by moving to a beautiful new location, Lake Union Park. Cider Summit is an over 21 event and is the largest hard cider sampling opportunity, featuring nearly 200 ciders, cider cocktails, and even apple spirits. There will be live music, specially paired foods for sampling and purchase, plus a dog lounge. Tickets and event information is available at cidersummit.com.
Pen Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenCoveBrewing.com, that's PenCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Longing for deep transformation? If so, join Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr at the Lodge at Cedar Springs in Cedro Woolley for their personal transformation intensive retreat. Learn how to release the past and create the life you love in a conscious community. Say yes to one weekend per month for 5 months starting October 11th and change your life. Visit Personal Transformation with Lisa Flowers and Jamie Starr on Facebook or call 425-864-7145. Invest in yourself today.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. I work for Penn Cove Brewing. I do band booking and event coordinating.
You do a lot.
So does Alan. That's my life. Event coordinating. And joining us this morning is Lucien Rivera. Good morning, Lucien.
Good morning, Dina.
I love you. That's what I love about event coordinating. You get to meet the most amazing people, and we come together as a group, and we work together as a group. We move forward, and then we go to the event, and we shine, right?
That's the goal, yeah.
That's the goal. So can you let the listeners know why we're doing this event?
So first and foremost, I think we just live in such a fabulous, wonderful community. It's really special to have grown up and lived on Whidbey Island and, in a rare circumstance of dealing with, my son unexpectedly being diagnosed with a terminal cancer. The community came together to support Bennett and our family in such a special way, and it just kind of speaks to the nature of our community that you never quite feel like you're alone, and sometimes that can be frustrating, but at the same time it can be so special in times when you really do have a need, and we really did have a need, and Penn Cove Tap Room put together a creative idea to raise money and in turn provided finances to my family for me to be able to stay home and take care of Bennett and get him to his treatments and things like that. And it's really just invaluable, and I'm ever so grateful.
And so now we're going to do the Bennett Boyles Memorial Golf Tournament, September 21st, Whidbey Golf Club in Oak Harbor. And you and I have been working together, and we've got some sponsors, and we got some great raffle prizes.
Yeah.
We also had Whidbey Health.
Yes, so all of the proceeds for this year's golf tournament will go to the Whidbey Health Foundation for their pediatric rehabilitation services specifically. That's near and dear to our hearts. It was one of the only local services that Bennett could utilize here on the island, so we really want to help support that program. In addition, proceeds will go to the Community Foundation for Coopville Public Schools towards Bennett's graduating class of 2022.
And that's my favorite. We had a little tears in our eyes when we were thinking about it, because this is what we want to do. We want to give back, and Bennett's spirits will live on, helping some other children. But that lifted my spirits, knowing that I was being a part of something bigger than myself. And we're going to have an after party at Penn Cove Oak Harbor to celebrate Bennett's birthday.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Levi Burkle, and he's going to be playing some music, and you'll be singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
And so I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and we want to thank Penn Cove Brewing. And I also want to thank all of our sponsors. We have Above All Aviation, CK Electric, Cascade Lumber, Windermere, McPherson and McPherson, Law Office, Seaside Spa and Salon, which I love. I go there and got my manicures and all my massages, and PNW Carpenter Union. And I was working with Captain Whidbey Inn a little bit about 2 years ago, and they have offered up for our raffle an overnight stay, which they've just got remodeled, and they're beautiful. So I invite everyone to go check out their Facebook page and see what they've done. But also you could come out and be a part of the raffle. We have Oak Harbor Golf and Country Club. They gave me some gift certificates. Who doesn't love them? And then Whidbey Island Kayaking, which they've been on the show a couple times. We have, those are just a few, but we have many more, and we invite you to go to penncovebrewing.com, and you can go check out the Bennett Boyles Memorial Golf Tournament. If you're Whidbey, Anacortes, or you just want to come for the weekend, you can join us for golf. And then party.
Yeah.
And then I want to make sure that everyone knows that that I think that the most important thing is about the community, and that's what this is about, is when people pull together to make something. It's like the making the cider, and like what Andrew said, you know, you just make something together. So it's just that much more special.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I guess I will see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you and to know you. And I'm just really excited that we can do something to contribute to our local community in a special way.
Thank you, Lucien. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join us September 21st on Whidbey Island for the third annual Memorial Bennett Boyles Golf Tournament. The tournament was founded by Penco Brewing Company to support middle schooler Bennett and his family after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. This year's proceeds will go to Whidbey Health Foundation to pediatric rehabilitation services and to Coopville Public Schools to provide scholarships to Bennett's 2022 high school graduating class. For more information and registration, go to pencobrewing.com.
Are you looking for a place to plan your next gathering or retreat? If so, the historic Captain Whidbey Inn, located on Penn Cove on beautiful Whidbey Island, is waiting for you. At the Captain Whidbey Inn, you can step back into time and enjoy a 100-year tradition of outstanding waterfront dining and lodging. The Inn is an ideal setting for retreats, conferences, family reunions, and other gatherings. With a variety of historic and modern accommodations, the Inn offers original log-walled rooms, the romantic privacy of the waterfront cabin, or the modern conveniences of the larger lagoon rooms. One of the great things about the Inn is that one doesn't need to travel far in any direction to enjoy the feeling of getting away from it all. Your group can enjoy fine dining at the Inn with a spectacular view that includes Mount Baker, bird watching, and marine wildlife. For more details on planning your next retreat, conference, or overnight stay, visit CaptainWhidbey.com.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Co-host Alan Shapiro's in the studio with me. Still here.
Still here. Sipping some cider, relaxing, having a nice time.
So what else is going on?
What else we got?
We're not going to talk politics.
We're not going to talk politics. We'll talk cider. We'll talk cider summit a little bit. So one of the big things that's going on, anchored by our festival at the beginning, is Washington Cider Week. So there's 10 days of cider events around Seattle and even outlying areas. And that starts on Thursday, September 5th, and runs through the following Sunday. And so look at northwestcider.com and Washington, I think it's waciderweek.com, and for a schedule of events at places all around town and on the islands and Bellingham and Tacoma and all over, featuring lots of cider makers. So again, northwestcider.com is a good place to start for that info.
And well, next year when I do Brewers Night, I'll probably do it that week.
Perfect.
Cider.
Perfect.
See, I'm learning something every day.
And for the Cider Summit each night, you can go visit Capital Cider up on Capitol Hill at Harvard and Pike for the official after parties. They've been with us for many, many years, and they're kind of the first dedicated cider bar in town and the signature spot to go try. I think they have upwards of 100 ciders available at all times. And they do have a full bar and some beers, so everybody can go and find something to enjoy. And one other thing I forgot to talk about the festival, which is kind of cool for everyone, is the Oregon Fruit Products Fruit Cider Challenge. So we have 15 different cider makers who created pilot batch ciders just for our event using different fruit flavors. So Andrew mentioned some of the crazy experiments he gets to do out there on the farm. And so this is something that the cider makers have created just for us, including so we'll have ciders of strawberry and mango and raspberry and all kinds of interesting creations. And so people can go around, try all of those, and vote by text for their favorite.
Vote by text.
So we've embraced technology yeah. at the festival, finally.
Yeah.
And so at the conclusion of the event on Saturday, about 4:30, 4:45, we'll announce the winners, just like it's kind of the Miss America pageant.
Oh, sweet.
And
do they get to walk across the
a little
stage?
Sash, a little award, and
awesome.
And perhaps we'll elect someone Miss Congeniality or something. I don't know.
The best dog, best in show dog.
That's always
that might be it.
Yeah.
The friendliest, sweetest dog, photogenic dog.
That's a great
with
idea.
The cider.
That's a great idea.
Where
were you when we were brainstorming
hey,
with some of this stuff?
I'll help you next year. Instagram. Dog with beer. It works every time.
That's a great idea. We'll do Instagram vote for the cutest dog
Sweet.
At our festival.
I think
that would be something even more special for our 10th anniversary. So really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a fun one. We appreciate this milestone. And hopefully we've lifted the spirits of thousands of people.
You'll
that
be lifting lots of people's spirits. I can guarantee it.
I'll lift some right now,
Woo-hoo!
As a matter of fact.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. So we're Cider Summit Reserve, Hard Cider, Seattle Cider. One more time. What are we drinking?
Right. So this is the third year of creating a collaboration cider with a different cider maker, all from the Northwest thus far. And that is featured at all of our events. So this year we've partnered with Seattle Cider, and they've created something a little different from the rest of their lineup. So this is a blend of some bittersweet apple juice that they had, right, which is more of the traditional cider making style. So not the stuff you buy at the grocery store. These are, you know, the more crabapple, bitter, tannic things that wouldn't be pleasant to bite into, but blended with some of the more what's industry jargon, dessert fruit, some things that you would see in the store. And then there's just a little touch of brown sugar added to this. And it gives it just a little bit of spiciness and almost like a rum barrel finish to it.
It's very good.
Yeah. And as you said, it's perfect for breakfast,
it's
right?
It's beautiful with breakfast. Oops. I have four breakfasts. I haven't even had that much.
Aperitif, a breakfast aperitif.
But it's fun to try new things. But I'm during the summer, especially cider is yummy. I was telling you, I'm going to Hawaii on Monday.
Jealous.
And I really don't see a lot of cider on the island. I mean, I know you can't grow apples there, but they could at least have it on tap or have a tap room or something.
Yeah, I would imagine some of the bigger cider brands are sold over there, but it's probably logistically a little tougher to be a boutique cider maker over in Hawaii. But
pineapples?
But maybe while you're over, you can investigate that.
Oh, I'm going to investigate that. I think they only have two breweries and then I think two wine tasting rooms. But the tourists would probably love the cider. And it might be growing over there. I haven't been there for about 8 months, so.
I might have to take an investigative trip over to explore the cider
Could
business.
A write-off.
I think both on Oahu, and probably Maui as well, I think is probably worth checking into.
I thought Cider Summit Kauai.
Oh,
I'll book your bands.
I haven't been to Kauai yet, so perfect. I like that.
I could really line that up. Well, let's see. I will be going to Hawaii, and I'm going to be staying with Jeannie at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. It will be her 10-year anniversary. I've been there for about 8. It's an amazing place. Reiki, massage, energy work. We do excursions. It's all coming back to me. Labyrinth, Hindu temple. We have a Buddhist temple. All kinds of beaches, bike rides on the bike path, sunrises, sunsets. Nepali coast. The north end's open again, so I can go to Hanalei and beyond. I'm just really excited. I've never been there in September. It's going to be really hot.
If you're going to miss our festival, that's a pretty good reason, I would say.
I have the opportunity, and it's because, can I tell you why?
Of course.
I worked with Santa Claus last year. That's what I did in Hawaii all Christmas. I drove a slingshot in parades, and I went to disc golf because that's what he does too. That's all I did for 3 months was run around with Phil Warwa, do healing work, and then disc golf, promote disc golf on Kauai.
I didn't know that Santa was a disc golfer.
He did a shocker reading with me at an expo like 5 years ago, and his dream was to do disc golf because he's from San Diego. So basically, he started one park, then another park. Now he has 3 golf courses. And that's what I get to do is run around with Santa Claus. And his car says Santa. He looks like Santa. Oops, sorry. It's really crazy.
That Santa gets around.
I don't even know how this all started. But anyways.
I didn't know any of that.
And now they have Paniola Grill, which is like kitty corner, and this huge art walk where all these musicians come in. They shut the streets down. It's the middle of the island Kapa'a. And I think you can manifest your dreams here on Earth.
Hawaii is my chill out place. Right, that you just, I think once you get there and you've been there a day and you start getting into that culture, you can't help but relax and just, right, you let all that stuff go and it feels great. I'm long overdue.
And you show up late for everything. You have to because they're always late.
It's like disc golf. I'm sure you have to make your tee off time. If that's what they call it.
Probably at the golf course.
Your disc golf time.
But most of the parks are free, so you know people show up from all over the world. That's the most amazing thing about Kapa'a for me is I'm going to meet people from Germany and Canada. And half of them have been on my show, but they come from everywhere to play disc golf or to vacation. But yeah, it's like you make a world of friends in this small, tiny town. And I that's really where I like to stay is because it's walkable and you can sit in a coffee shop or go have a beer, hopefully a cider, and talk to the person next to you. And they're like fascinating because, oh, they spent 10 hours on an airplane to get there, you know, or yeah.
Yeah, those multicultural environments, right? So much more interesting and stimulating, even when you're completely unstimulated, you're relaxing, but you're just enjoying yourself in a different way.
Yep,
and then being at home.
So we also have the locals. So I've made friends with all the locals that live there, and you have the most amazing food. They invite you to all the good parties.
and you're hanging with Santa. I don't blame you.
Well, I'm going there because Santa's going on vacation.
Oh.
So I get to stay at his house. I can't make this stuff
up.
That's
the real reason.
So basically, he has Christmas trees and 2 Santa Claus trucks. One's a Jeep, one's a truck. I mean, this is just so bizarre. Even talking about it out loud. And then Van Conner's going to come over, and I'm going to introduce him to all my musician friends. And then they're going to jam, and we're going to see if we can come up with some music for a live show.
And where are the elves at this point?
Well, last year I was the elf.
Oh.
I actually was.
That's a lot of work, all those presents.
Yeah. Well, the best part is that Christmas isn't my favorite thing. You know, I kind of canceled it because of all the stuff, and we just give experiences at my house. But what we did was it kind of reunited the Christmas joy in me because it wasn't about gifts. It was about meeting all these little kids, and he doesn't, you know, have toys or anything. He doesn't even ask them what they want. It's just their eyes just light up, and it's just made me feel young again. Like I felt old anyways, but it was fun.
That sounds like a pretty great time.
Yeah. So what next for me? I don't know. We got Penn Cove Brewing. I want you to go there and check out their music lineup because a lot of my friends are playing there. It's Fridays and Saturdays. Coopville and Oak Harbor. I will be doing classes when I come back. So you can like my Facebook page, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Then you know where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I'll post some pictures of I will be with Phil doing disc golf when I first get there. Then I'll be planning the 10-year anniversary with Jeannie Russell at the Healing Center, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, and then I'll be over at Paniola bringing musicians together. You know how hard that is? I was kidding.
Yes. As a matter of fact,
oh,
I do.
Yeah. That's actually, I do like them because they usually do what they do because they love it, but they also need the money. So I have not had any problem booking bands and them showing up, but just getting them all together to record. That's hard.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't have to do that. I just got to hire a sound guy and a few musicians. And, you know, but it's, you know, we both do event coordination. And I just always tell people it's a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, it is.
And, you know, it's you won't have all 1,000 perfectly in place. But, you know, if you're in the high 900s, you're doing pretty well.
And you start early. Start early. You know, I'm going to tell you how to do an event. I should even teach this class. Start with your sponsors. You got to have a date. You have to have a venue. And then you get closer and you can do the small stuff. But don't do the big stuff at the end.
Yeah, it's, you know, and this is a point of reflection for us, right, at 10 years. And we think of where we were at as event producers and organizers in, 2010 when we did our first one. I refer to it as, still in the days when you would try to rub two sticks together to create fire. I mean, it was chaos, but...
And weather is our friend.
We have been, I'll knock on laminate. This is, we've been very lucky, and we've got a nice forecast for next weekend so far. But, you never know. But people are hardy here in the Northwest. It has to be pretty bad.
And it's still warm in August.
Yeah.
But we did my first music event was Taste of Snohomish. It was like 12 years ago. And it was music all day in the streets, kids on the sidewalk. We had a stage, all day from like Tim Noah all the way up to a huge band at the end. But it had to rain. So I'm sending people out for tents, pulling the tents closer, trying to get people, to stay longer for the music. And I pulled it off, and it went 12 years. So that's pretty good.
We had an experience in Portland, our second year, where there was just a downpour for about 45 minutes. And same thing, you pull everyone in as close as you can, and then it blew through like the weather does here and became a beautiful rest of the afternoon. And that was like a bonding experience that people still will talk to me about all these years later, and that was something, like 2012.
That's the truth, isn't it? And then, again, after your event, you sit down and you say, these are all the things that worked, and this is life, right? These are the things that don't work. Don't do the things that don't work anymore, and do the things that do work. Actually, life is an event. There we go, right? Pick the things that work and do those more often. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. You did a fine job the last two times. And like, if I ever am on vacation, I thought you could just come in, I'd give you a call, and then you could do the show for me.
Frightening.
you got Benny.
But exactly. Benny and I will just do a little comedy routine or something.
I'm down.
All right.
You bring a cider guy in, and you could talk cider, or you've done lots of things, so...
And
beer?
Yeah, if you can arrange maybe an interview with Santa or something, that would be super cool.
Well, I can't interview Hawaii anymore. We're 3 hours off. 5 a.m., they just aren't happy. They won't do it. They can't do it.
Doesn't Santa want to spread good cheer and make us happy here in Seattle?
Maybe I'll have him in person one day after he's on holiday.
Could you talk to him? Because if I have to come in and host,
okay.
I need some very special guests. I can't do the stand-up like you can do.
Yeah, I do stand-up. I don't even sit down. Not anymore. Well, thank you for being in the studio with me. And one more time, it's cidersummit.com, September 6th and 7th. And you can see Alan. He'll have the balloon tied to him. And, no, just kidding, and the orange vest.
Yes, please say hi. Bright yellow vest, guy walking around with a clipboard trying to look important.
There you go.
Say hello.
And that's finriver.com. And we're going to end the show with Kevin Adam Kinnaker, and invite you back for more People, Place, and Activities next week.